The Viennese-born violinist Erika Marini died last November in New York at the age of 90. She had retired from the concert stage some 20 years earlier. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says she was a violinist's violinist, much admired by other musicians, including cellist Pablo Casals. Her recordings are rare, but Sony has just issued her live 1959 performance of a Mozart violin concerto. Here's Lloyd's review.
I never heard Erika Marini in person, and I never owned any of her recordings on LP. I don't think she made very many. Several of them have turned up on CD, and after I heard one, I started looking for everything I could find, without much success. There seemed to be less than a handful currently in print. One of them, you have to read the small print to know she's on it. It's a Vivaldi concerto for two violins and cello, and her partner is another elegant violinist, Nathan Milstein. The Vivaldi Concerto takes up only 11 minutes on a 6-CD set on EMI called The Art of Nathan Milstein. Six or seven years ago, MCA reissued Erika Marini's beautiful performances of Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms sonatas with the late Czech pianist Rudolf Verkushny, and a Tchaikovsky violin concerto. But these seem no longer to be available. A couple of years ago, Sony issued as part of its Casals edition her marvelous 1951 recording from the Perpignan Festival of Mozart's fifth and last violin concerto, the so-called Turkish, because of the Turkish-style interruption in the last movement minuet. It may be officially in print, but it's hard to find, and I won't tease you with it because Sony has just released another Marini recording of the same Mozart concerto from a live 1959 concert in Salzburg conducted by George Sell. It doesn't have all the drama or bite of the Casals performance, but it's wonderful in its own discreet way. I looked up Erica Morini in my late music teacher Boris Schwartz's book, Great Masters of the Violin. He describes her playing as communicative, with a controlled intensity. Despite her smoldering temperament, he writes, her body barely moved when she played. Her right arm, held low in the classical manner, was a model of smoothness, yet it was incisive when energy was required. Her left hand was a miracle of pure intonation, using a narrow vibrato that never obscured the core of the note, producing a tone of bell-like clarity. Professor Schwartz was usually right, and his description certainly fits what I hear on the recordings, not to mention the glamorous yet meditative photo of Morini in the CD booklet. The liner copy also mentions that a few notes into the piece, Morini stopped to retune her violin and then began again. That's not on the recording. What we hear is only perfection itself.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new Sony recording of live performances from the 1959 Salzburg Festival, including the late Erica Morini playing Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5, with George Sell conducting the French National Radio and Television Orchestra.